Hi you! You are listening to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show with your host Stephanie Smulders, a podcast that helps you uncover your business full potential with the power of authentic marketing, mindset, personality, and flow. We invite driven entrepreneurs to talk about their mission, inspiration, and discover their hidden business treasures. I'm your host and online business coach, Stephanie Smulders, a passionate entrepreneur with 12 years of experience, a full-time traveler, and a lover of unicorns. I believe you are ready for the next step. Let's jump right in. Hi there, mission-driven entrepreneur. I'm so excited that you are here for this episode, as today I'm going to dive deep into everything human design. Not too deep, I'm not going to share you, but I do get a lot of questions about what really is human design and how you can use it in your business. So that is what we're going to talk about today. I want to ask you why you're here. Why did you click to listen to this episode? Are you triggered by everything that is going around about human design? Or have you already heard about it and you want to see what I'm going to share about it? I'm very curious as to why. And if you want, please share that with me so it helps me to always make these episodes more and more aligned with what you want to hear and what I can share as well. And in today's episode, I'm going to in general talk about human design, the basics, also my story as to how human design found me, because I believe that it found me and not the other way around. I'm going to talk about the five different types that you have in human design and how you can use that into your business and your life. And I'm going to talk a little bit of what the difference is between a general reading and getting to know human design on a basic level and really diving deep, doing the deconditioning. I'll share a lot about my journey as well as how human design changed my life, changed my business, and how it can potentially change yours as well. So first of all, have you ever heard about human design? Is that something that you've seen around? And do you know what your type is? If not, I will start briefly with why human design is very important and what kind of questions it can answer for you. As human design is very much a blueprint of your design of who you are as a human, it can answer really who you are, what your talents are, when you are in your alignment, in your element, what are you really good at, and what might be some shadows for yourself, what kind of things trigger you, as in what things you find difficult for yourself, and what you see as flaws or faults in you, in your personality. Human design can actually lift that veil and show you the strengths of what you see as a flaw and how you can love yourself more for who you are. And what I then do is I toss it up with how you can use that knowledge of who you are into your business. I'm very much a fan of including business and life as one. I don't believe that you can separate your business from your life. And when people ask me, oh, how was it for you to change your business or change certain things in your life? Because I traveled, I used to have a teacher position and all of that. I'm like, it's part of me. It's always been a part of me. It's only now that I'm realizing that my business and my life are one. If in one aspect something is not flowing, I will definitely notice that in my business or in my life. So let's say that I am having troubles with my relationships, I will definitely feel that in my business as well. It affects both sides. So I believe that both of them cannot be separated, like having a separation of church and state is what they say, right? In the traditional way, but for me, life and business cannot be separated. And human design ties into both for me as to how you can use your own personal traits in your business. And if it's like a manual for yourself, for your business, for where you want to go, how to make decisions as well. Like for me, human design has helped me so much into making decisions in my life, in my business, and really trusting myself in that sense. And if you're a little bit familiar with human design, I'm a self-projected projector, 6'2", and this podcast is obviously part of my self-projected projectorness, as I need a way, I need a platform for me to talk without having rules, without having systems and structures. Although I have a lot of systems and structures in my chart, I do need a platform where I can just talk without having interference. Like Instagram stories used to be very much my thing, but it's limited. Like I have to keep in mind 15 seconds. I have to switch things up, while with a podcast, I can basically just talk all day if I wanted. I bet you're not going to listen to that, but I could if I wanted to. And this really helps me to, for myself, to listen to my own reflections back and have a way for me to communicate all the things that are inside of me without having a limitation. I used to write a lot. I actually started my freelance career as a copywriter, telling stories for others. As a teacher, I loved all the stories and I loved writing and all those things. So that's how I started, as a marketing manager, so to say, more copywriter than a marketing manager. And that was my way of talking, but I had that filter of what that business that hired me had for me. I feel I'm going way out of topic because we're going back to what human design really, really is. So at the core, it was founded by a Canadian that later renamed himself to Ra Uruhu in 1987. And this was on Ibiza. He was living there for a while, and he got these downloads as this knowledge, what is now known as human design. And he doesn't come from a spiritual background. He was very scientifically orientated, but he used all that information and actually designed what we now know as human design. And human design is based on your birth date, so your exact hour of day, just as you need for astrology, your birthplace. And it includes information from the I Ching, the chakras, quantum mechanicum, astrology. Those kind of things are all mixed into there. It's, in my opinion, and in the human design world, the things that I might say are not 100% aligned with the original information. I feel it's like a combination of all things that were out there, and this was just bundled together into a new system, a new strategy, which then now is known as human design. And you can look up your own human design if you want to know. I use mybodygraph.com. It's just, for me, the easiest. You have multiple. Some people use others. That's the one that I use. You fill in your name, your birthplace, your location, your birth hour, and then the computer will generate your chart for you. And it will look like a little person with centers in there. And you can have those centers. Those, it looks like, in my eyes, like chakras, like from top to bottom. Little squares or triangles. They can either be colored or open, and depending on if they're colored or open, that says something about you, your personality, where you will have shadows, or where you will have very good connection to whatever is colored or open. It might sound a very fluffy thing right now when you're hearing me talk about this. Actually, this should well be better explained if I would have slides or something that would fine-tune for you how it looks like. So I advise you to pause me right now, and if you have access to a computer or your phone, look up your own chart so that it helps you to listen to what I'm saying with a visual representation. At least for me, when I found out about human design, when someone was sharing about it, I was like, how does this look like? Like, it sounds like astrology with a layer on top and another layer and another layer, but how does this really look like? So if that is you, if you want to have that visual representation, please just go look up your own human design chart and then come back to this, as I think it will help you a lot if you would do that. At least for me, speaking out of my own projectorness, that would help me a lot. And What I really want to go into as to how human design changed my life and how I found it, or it found me, basically was it's around 4 years ago while I'm recording this episode. And I was on a writer's retreat in France in a castle. Super beautiful, super inspiring. I think it's one of the coolest things I've done since I started traveling, maybe in my life in general, as to go 2 weeks randomly from a Facebook post. Someone said, "Hey, I rented a castle. Who would like to join me for a writer's retreat?" And I said yes. And a week later, Peter and I traveled to France to do this thing. And it was mind-blowing, the amount of information and insights and lessons that I got there. And that's how I found out human design. One of the women there, she's amazing. Still to this day, I see her as one of my inspirations. One evening in front of the fire, while I'm talking this, I have this beautiful picture of how it looks like. So in front of the fire, we were just talking about life and different spirituality techniques, and we were all connected in some way or form to something spiritual. We had cards with us and crystals and those kind of things. And I didn't know any of these women before I went there. And it was so deep. And she shared about human design and how that helped her to see her own uniqueness. And I think except for one out of the other five or six that we were, knew what human design was. So obviously we started to ask questions and we did our own charts, and she explained some things, and it was very insightful. And from the day onward, I was so intrigued with human design. I could not stop researching things, running people's charts. Everyone in my life, I've run all their charts and looked at, oh, how is this related to me? And how is this working for you? And very much not listening to me being a projector and letting them come to me. I would run their chart and be like, I've got this for you. Now I've learned my lesson. Because at that time, 4 years ago, human design was not that popular, was not that out there as it is now. So I found it very interesting as I was trying to get this out there so much that every time people would be like, no, this is not for me, I don't see it, I don't get it. Which also was for me part of deconditioning of me going to them and saying things that I thought that they should know, that they should see, instead of waiting and them coming to me. That's very much my projectorness. If you're a projector and you find out, please come talk to me. I know that the deconditioning might be very, very real for you. And what human design really was for me is I saw my uniqueness. I finally could embrace and see my own gifts. I found it always so hard to see my purpose, to see what I was good at, to see how I could use those, in my eyes, random gifts into a business. I was just writing. I was being a social media manager. I didn't really see how I could turn this into a bigger thing that it was. At that time, I didn't have an agency. I didn't have a team. It was basically just me, myself, and I. And human design really amplified for me that I had that leader role in myself and that I was here to guide, to be a role model, my sixth line, and to share my gifts with others. And it also allowed me to see that it doesn't always have to be happy, happy, bright, sunshine, glitters. Like, there are days and there are things in your chart that are not super positive, that might be things that are your shadows. And for me, seeing both of that, I saw myself so clearly. And the more that I went deeper into this, and the more readings I had, and the more people I talked to, it made so much sense for me. And at that time, the deconditioning started, and it took me a while. Up until this point, I'm still learning. I'm still going through this phase of discovering more and more about myself and my uniqueness. That it took me, I would say, 2 years before I completely changed my life based on my human design. We had a marketing agency. I had a team. I was doing so many things, but very much not projector wise. And I was very close to burnout, a depression, maybe a combination of both. And I rarely talk about this out loud because I'm still going through the deconditioning of running my life as a generator and now accepting flow and ease and not pushing so hard. And human design basically saved me from all of that. Once I saw what was happening, it was time for me to change and to change my life. And this instrument is just really pivotal when you're at a crossroads in your life, when you are figuring out, should I start a business? What should I do? How should I do it? Who am I? What can I do? It helps you for so many things, and not just getting a reading, but getting coaching while having your human design is so powerful. Not just tooting my own horn because it's something that I do, but just in general, I've seen the benefits for myself. I see it for my clients every single day. It's just, you see someone so clearly. It's also part of my chart, being a projector and a 6-2. I see people so clearly. And with human design, I have a tool to communicate that to others. And that's why, for me, it is such an empowerful tool, and it is such a great way to discover your own talents and to decondition yourself as to every layer that has been put onto you. You have to be nice, you have to smile, and you have to think like this. Don't speak before you think. Like, one of the deepest beliefs that I had was that I could not talk without having my mind go through everything and see if it was appropriate. As a child, I used to blurb out certain things, and then I was conditioned and trained to not talk anymore. And it goes 100% against my design, and I'm still learning to just talk without having that filter over me, without having that filter between me and whatever wants to come out of me. And human design allows me to play with that, to feel into that, and to allow myself to talk without having that filter on top of myself. It's very much a key in awakening your inner self and seeing what is truly yours and what has been put onto you by parents, society, wherever, culture. So for me, it brings you back to the core. And when I want to talk about human design, what I said in the beginning as well, is that you have a few different types. And I want to share a little bit more about these types. This is just a general representation of these types. You can go so deep with your profile and your channels and your openness and defiantness and all of that. But that would be like a 2-hour, maybe a 3-hour podcast. I don't think you will listen to that. I'm just going to share about the types and how you can use what you know about your type into your business. But if you're interested in going deeper, reach out to me. I do offer deep dive sessions where we look at you personally, one-on-one, and I coach you in your business with human design, just to let you know that. But like I said, there are 5 different types, which are the generators, manifesting generators, manifestors, projectors, and reflectors. And I list them this way because of how unique they are, although then projectors would become before manifestors, but that doesn't matter. In general, I work a lot with generators, manifesting generators. They make up the most amount of people on this planet right now. Around 35% of people are generators, and they are the workforce of this world. They have the power, they have the energy, they have the drive to make things happen, but they're not here to initiate. They can make things happen based on their strategy, which is to respond. And they are responding to things in their environment, to things around them as well. So what I tell generators is they often have a lot of ideas. They often have this drive and this power to really go forward, is to go inwards and really feel if this is what you want to do, if this is the step that you want to take. Make a list of all the ideas that you have. Have a running list somewhere on paper or on a document so that your brain doesn't have to hold all the things. And then responding to your sacral, your yes and no, asking yourself yes and no questions. If you are a generator, ask people around you to ask you yes and no questions so that you get clarity if you want to move forward, if you want to make a decision basing yes and no. And in terms of marketing for a generator, I often tell people to make it as simple for yourself as possible, because you have so many ideas, because you want to do so many things. Have 2 or 3 content pillars. Don't overwhelm yourself and don't overwhelm your audience with doing all things at once. So that is it for generators. They definitely have a lot of energy. When someone tells me, oh, I wake up in the morning and I'm so active and I do all the things, I'm like, are you a generator? Like, I can hear just by you talking that you are a generator. And I would say that a lot of my one-on-one clients are generators because they have such a drive. They want to make their business happen, but they need a guide. They need a projector to guide them, to not overwhelm them, and to make them have a structure and a plan and a path to follow so that it's easier for them to actually make things happen. And then you have the manifesting generators. They're a little bit of a hybrid between a generator and a manifester. They make up around another 35% of the population, and they have 2 strategies because of their hybrid form, which is to respond and later to inform. So depending on what stage in their life they are and depending how much generator or manifester they have inside their chart, it looks a little bit different. They definitely have the energy, but they also have the manifester side of things, which is to sometimes skip steps and go really fast without looking at what the things that they are doing. And they're very much a multitasker. So they, in business, they will do multiple things at once. They will be very good at it, while others will look at like, how the hell are you doing that? That's very much a manifesting generator. Then you have the manifestors. I always call them my unicorns. I have a few really nice, super powerful one-on-one manifestor clients, and I cherish them because they're so unique. They're around 7 to 8% of the population, and they have to inform, but they're often kept very, very small as children because people see their uniqueness, they feel their power, they feel their they're here to initiate, they're here to take action, they're here to make things even more happen than a generator and a manifesting generator. They are the starters, they are the first fire that will help other fires to grow. That's basically how I see a manifestor. And they are often so, so creative, so special, so unicorn that they don't see it themselves. They're afraid of their own power, of their own fire, and they find it hard to make decisions because they keep going back and forth between their conditioning and who they really are. And it's like this internal struggle of, who am I? I have this powerfulness, but they are afraid to own it, to open up, and to share it with the world. So that's where I guide a lot of manifestors into seeing their super uniqueness, their power, their creativity, their whatever it is for them, and then embracing it and bringing it out in the world. So I absolutely love manifestors, and they're just so, so good. Like, all of them are really good, but manifestors are special for me. Maybe because 2 of my really close one-on-one clients are manifestors and I love them to bits. Maybe that's why, but in general, they're just unicorns. And then you have the projectors, which is like me. You have different grades in projectors. You have the same in generators, and you have the same with projectors as well. And they are here to guide others. They're really good coaches, guides, counselors, therapists. Just in general, they're here to help the world to that next level by bringing their guidance, not by bringing their workforce, by bringing their energy, because they are a non-energy type. And they are here to guide those energy types or to guide each other. So a projector is really good, a guide for a projector, but also for the energy types. They tend to over please others. They tend to operate in a generator way because that's what the world was built for, and they need to be recognized, they need to be invited in before you can take action, before you can do anything. That doesn't mean you have to wait on your lazy ass on the couch, do nothing all day, but you have to work on yourself. You working on yourself as a projector is going to amplify your own energy, your own uniqueness, your own special gifts, so that you are ready to share it when someone invites you or recognizes you. And for a projector, I often tell them that to pick one platform, to pick one social media platform for marketing and really own that one, really be visible on that one and go all in there, because you don't have that unlimited power or energy in this case. So don't overwhelm yourself with trying to be everything for everyone. Really niche down as a projector. That's super, super important. It's a lot of doing what lights you up, making sure that you fill up your own cup before you're going to fill up someone else's cup as a projector. So that's definitely, I love projectors. I'm myself a projector. When I first heard this, I wasn't so happy with being a projector, because it's wait for the invitation. I was like, I have to wait to make things happen. I'm definitely not that kind of girl. But now that I know, I love sleeping in. I love doing chill things. I love doing reading, being my own, in my own self, being by myself. I have a two line, so I am very much a hermit. And I always wanted to be around people, and I have to be social, la la la. But once I accepted that I was fine by myself, oh my God, the world changed. I love being by myself so much right now. It's incredible. Enough about projectors. On to the last type, which is a reflector, and they're very, very special. I've only met two reflectors in my life. I'm lucky to call one of them my client, and they're only around 1% of the world. They have this deep connection with the moon. That is their cycle. They have to wait a complete moon cycle before they're going to make a decision, before they do something. And they tend to be very reflective, very deep, they are the mirrors. So if you meet a reflector, they're going to mirror something for you, and they're going to trigger certain parts in yourself, which is an honor if you get to meet a reflector, because they will bring so much to your life in such a short amount of time. It will be so transformative for you if you meet a reflector. And if you are a reflector, then definitely hone into you, hone into yourself, reflecting on yourself, being taking the time to be by yourself, so that you don't overextend yourself as being the mirror and you don't know what is what anymore. So that's definitely what I would say about reflectors. So those are the five types. This is just me rambling about those five types, just the general. I wrote an article about the five types and how you can use it in marketing. I will link that in the show notes. I will link that in the show notes. Now I say it again. Show notes again below. And what I want to ask you at the end of this episode, what are you taking away after this episode? If one thing, please just look at your human design chart. Message me on Instagram with what your chart is, and we can have a chat, nerd out about all things human design. I love that. I love listening to people and then trying to guess their human design and then see what comes up. That's one of my nerdy things that I do in my free time. And if you're ever interested in a deep dive coaching session regarding your human design, just reach out to me via email or go to my website. My slots tend to fill up quickly. I only take on 4 deep dive sessions a month because they take so much of my time and energy. And I love doing those. But if you want to work on that, if you want to use human design, if you want to have me do, it's not a reading, it's more like a coaching session using your human design, then just reach out, book your spot. I'm so excited. If you're here, if you listen to the end, human design is definitely something that is worth looking into. And thank you again for being here. I see you, I appreciate you, and I will see you in the next one. You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. Be sure to visit stephaniesmulders.com to access the show notes and discover the fantastic bonus content. Make sure to sign up for the freebie vault to get access to all the extra material. If you've loved this episode, I would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is so, so appreciated. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will speak to you very soon.